Blog Talk Radio.
Frolic the Venus Sight around the world, dedicated to the memory of Joseph Arion. Oh, what happened to my engineer? Engineer, where are you? Inner Sight Funnies. Let's see what we got coming up tonight. We got, hopefully, we'll have some Abbott and Costello. And the disabled friendly philosopher should be here to stop in. And what else? Do some honeymooners. But I was hoping for some music. Where's my music? Musica, musica, where's the music? Anyway, Inner Sight Funnies. Louie will be here later. Yeah. We're going to have some razzle-dazzle with Louie. And all kinds of stuff, crazy stuff. And, we're going to tell you, we have the exclusive story of Gabriel trying to sell vaccine in the library.
Uh-oh.
Woo! Where you hear this? This is funny. All right, you got my honeymoon?
Yes, I do. Just wanted to know
Let
when
it roll.
Wanted to play it. All righty.
What do you look so glum about, Ralph? What you look like a dog who lost his bone. Yeah. I don't know what happened, Lord. I'm in dire straits. Wow. What you got this? What are you sick? No, I'm not sick. After 16 years of driving the bus, I had to hear those words. Yeah. What did they give you? Give you a raise? No, they didn't give me a raise. They fired me. She fired you? 16 years. Driving that bus, dying with the heat in the summer, freezing with the cold in the winter, putting up with all kinds of maniacs, people getting on the bus said they didn't have any money. Gee, Ralph, that's terrible. I hope you helped them. What do you mean you hope I helped them? I got to drive the bus. I'm not there to be a social worker. How come you lost your job? Well, they blamed it on the Cora hacker. Cora hacker? That's right. Cora hacker virus. Gee, wait a minute. I heard of that, Ralph. I heard of that the other day. My boss was talking about that in the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the Cora hacker in the sewer? Well, sure. We get it down there, too. I tell you, you know, the one fellow said, hey, Norton, he said, you know how that Cora hacker got named? I said, no. What happened? Well, there was a girl named Cora, and she wouldn't stop yakking. They called her the Cora Hacker. Norton, you are a mental case. I don't know how I'm going to tell Alice. What am I going to do? I lost my job after all these years. Don't worry, Ralph, don't worry. There'll be other opportunities that come along. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Maybe you can be a Cora Hacker discoverer. What are you talking about? Well, you see, you get a dog. So you get a little dog, a trained dog there, and you go out and the dog, if the person has the Cora Hacker virus, the dog will bite him. Are you nuts? That's all I need is a dog that bites. Be in big trouble. I don't know how I'm going to tell her. Well, let's sit her down there and smooth her over and say, Alice, now don't get excited. It's all right, but I got something to tell you. And I don't want you to start yelling and screaming and everything. And I lost my job. Wow. Who lost their job? There you go. Now you had to blow the news to her. That's right, Alice. I lost my job. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Ralph, but you can't get a job. They know you're going to... You're going to go back to the bus company. They'll never hire you. But I'll have to get a job.
Oh, no, you don't. You will not work. I have my pride.
Now, Ralph, we have to be sensible. Yeah, everybody's losing their job because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, Ralph, as a matter of fact, there's a rumor going on down in the sewer. And you know, Ralph, I'd like to help you out, but I don't think you could fit through the manhole.
Get out!
Somewhere in some place, there's a straitjacket waiting for that man.
Never mind, Ralph. What are we going to do? I know. I'm going to go down to the office temporary place and get a job.
Oh, no, you don't.
Ralph? And you'll have to do the cooking and the cleaning and everything else in the house.
Me? I don't know how to cook and clean and do all that. What do you think I am, a maid or something?
Ralph? Oh, Ralph, I'm so tired. It was my first day at work.
First day at work, yeah. And I'm slaving around here all day over a hot stove, cooking and cleaning and washing the dishes and the floors and everything. Well, you're out having a good time.
Good time? Oh, Ralph, I forgot to tell you.
What is it now?
I got to go back to work tonight. We have a special project. Tony's coming to pick me up at 6 o'clock.
Tony? Who's Tony?
Tony's my boss, Mr. Amico.
Mr. Amico? Well, why don't you call your boss Mr. Amico? What do you call him Tony for?
Now, Ralph, don't you be getting any of your jealous fits. It's a wonderful job.
Wonderful job, yeah. Well, how many people in that office, Alice?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.
Yeah. Well, did you make any new girlfriends down there?
Oh, no, Ralph. I'm the only girl in the whole office.
The only girl in the whole office? Just you?
Oh, yeah. It's me and John and Bob and Phil and Tony and all the others, and I'm the only one, the only woman.
Boy, you must be a riot around that water cooler. Now listen.
He was real jealous, wasn't he?
You're quitting. And you can go down, and this is not your brother talking. This is your husband talking. You're quitting, and you go down the office. And I tell Bill and Joe and Mike and Tony and all them down there. And when Tony gets here, I'll tell him myself.
Ralph, don't you do anything to make me lose this job. We got to pay the rent.
Don't worry about the rent. I'll take care of that bum, that Mr. Johnson, that landlord, coming in here, scourging off of me and sponging off of me and using me to keep this place alive. Got some nerve.
Now, Ralph. Here's Tony now.
Oh, is your sister ready, Alice?
My what?
Your sister. Sister.
Oh, Ralph. Shh, don't say anything. I had to tell him you were my brother to get the job.
What? You told him I'm who and I'm not what and you're who? You're quitting. And this is not your husband. Your brother talking. This is your husband talking. All right, Tony. Alice, quit. Now you can go down to the office and tell Bill and Frank and Joe and Mark and all the others. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Ralph, your sister is beautiful.
Get out of here. Get them out.
Put your hands out like this. Take this typewriter. Here's your coat. Here's your hat. Now turn around and get out.
Woo.
All right.
They were
Ralph
jealous
like his...
that years ago anyway.
Yeah. He lost his job cool. because of the Korahaka virus. Oh, did you hear about the new one? Oh, we got the new
Uh-oh.
One now.
A new
yeah.
virus.
The new one's better than the old one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you more sick.
But now the big question is, see, now wait a minute. Now there's so much going on, you wouldn't believe it. Now the big question is, will the vaccine work on the new one?
Well,
of course
partly.
It will. I mean, you know, what difference does it make? They didn't test it anyway, so they
That's
say
right.
it could work on anything.
That's right.
Boy, what a racket. Now, get a load of this. On the news, some idiot said that you can mix the two vaccines together. How do you like this one?
What? Yeah, I know. So that's funny. Because I want to.
I tell
you
boy, there's
going to
be a lot of poofing around here.
Poof. Yes, there are.
Will you cut that out?
Yeah. There is going to be a lot of poofing. Because people are going to be
wait
like,
a minute.
Oh, you've got that vaccine instead of this.
Yeah, which vaccines are they going to mix? They got five of them.
They're going to mix all of them. You know that.
Mix them all up and just put them in the drugstore and get a couple of Indians who can't speak English.
Uh-oh.
That way, when the lawsuit comes in, you know, they'll say, they won't be able to testify. Oh, yeah. That's
right.
What do you think they got the foreign doctors for? Because they can't testify in English. They're not speaking their English.
I'll say, don't worry, sir. I have the
language
for you.
Which vaccine did you give this
I
guy?
I don't know.
Was it the J&J or the Pfizer or the whatever the hell the other?
All of them. All of them I gave.
Woo!
I wanted to make sure that the person was free of the Korahaka.
Yeah. And you're going to a grocery store to buy a dozen eggs. And the guy takes out a needle from behind the counter. If you ever see this, folks, run. Run like hell. Because if he doesn't inject you, he'll inject a dozen eggs. So if you eat the eggs, you're going to get it anyway. How do you like that one? Woo! Poof! Will you cut that out?
It's going to be poof. Because it's going to be a mix. Oh,
I'm telling you, boy, they're all nuts. The guy in England, you hear about, what's his name? Johnson. He came out with a, he gave a statement to the London Express. I was in that paper, by the way. Nice guy interviewed me. So he's the London Express, Boris Johnson, you know, he said,
Now don't worry, we have we have a splendid record of the vaccinations, and the only thing is we detect that the vaccination is not too effective against the new strain. Oh, is that true? Well, we think we're still testing. You know, we will be testing for the rest of our lives.
Is that going to be a short life or a long life?
Well, now, Mr. Johnson, what are you? What is your take on? A lot of people say, "Why oil of oregano? Wild oil of oregano? Oh, well, that's wonderful on the spaghetti, you know." That's about it.
Hey, my doctor recommended it this week for
my and then there was another guy. Yeah, there was another guy who said, "What the hell is another doctor?" And by the way, have you noticed that all these old doctors are coming out of the woodwork? The ones who used to be with the disease control and the hospitals, and now they're retired and.
Yeah.
You know, they give them $100,000, and hey, you want to make some money? Say this on the news. Here's what you got to say. They give them a statement.
Yeah.
You know. So there was one guy, one doctor, who said, you know, what did he say? He said, we'll never get out of this mess.
We certainly have a mess going on.
Gee. I mean, I tell you, man, this stuff is crazy. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. And now the president of the United States, Joe, listen, Joe, now wait a minute. Joe, now just sit down and be quiet. We'll tell you what to do. Now, listen. The first thing you got to do is get everybody examined. See now, just send them over to the doc, and bend them over the table and give them an examination.
Bend them over? Oh no, that ain't happening.
Whoop!
You bend over first.
And just hope that they don't go poof.
Hope they don't go poof.
That's it.
No, thank you.
So, Biden wants to give 100 million doses in 100 days, right? Now,
yeah.
Which one is he giving?
That's true.
Woo!
I don't think it matters at that point.
Gonna be a lot of puffing around there. Huh?
It don't matter at that point. Whatever he could get, I guess.
Yeah, well, whatever you can get, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to come out with another one.
I guess, yeah.
Some company in some foreign country, a little hole in the wall. Watch, they're going to come out with with a miracle vaccine.
Yeah.
All right, in the sight on the Follies, Big East, the Key to Rescue, .org, and 609-388-7004. So check them out. Check out the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. And let's see, all the beautiful children of the world. Yeah, Tommy, Corey, little Tommy, and Avante, and Ollie, and all those. We honor them. And go an extra mile for a child. Yeah, there was a little kid on the subway today when I was doing a couple of songs, you know. And this little kid was so fascinated with my dog that this little kid started singing. Would you believe it? So I said, yeah. And then when I was talking about the no rights for the disabled with the guide dog, the kid started yelling. I said, yeah, kid, I agree with you. You know? So out of the mouths of babes, you know, don't never underestimate children.
Kids. No.
You know. All right, in a sight around the world, Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186, I-Slip, New York. And, gee, you slipped. I hope you didn't get hurt. Oh, stop that. And Mr. Kennedy Realty. All right, around the world, let's see. Some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern .com, and they may not go around the world, but I bet their websites do. And let's see, what's the other one? Who did I leave out? Touro Law Center .com. All right, in a sight. Frolics, we got Gabriel coming up, selling the vaccine in the library. Woo! All right. And Louie will be here later. Let's see. Oh, Able News.
Yes.
Can you get the headline from Able News? What does the headline say?
I'd have to look, but let me do the Able News advertisement.
Yeah, do the ad. I want to get the headline.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has it's online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org. And we got to license those schools. Got to find a way to do it. One way or another, we're going to do it. All right. In a sight, frolics, follies, whatever you want to call it. Call it what you feel right with, you know, frolics, follies, comedy, you know, whatever it is.
Mm.
And
righty,
let's see. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer. Yeah, every time he goes to court, the judge wants to throw him out. Well, not because he's disabled, because he... Yeah. All right. 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde, if you got any civil rights business, call him. All right. Let's see. Oh, we got the Disabled Friendly Philosopher coming up. Yeah. And I tell you, there's so many different doctors involved in this thing that you don't know who to believe and who not to believe. Anyway, how about that headline? Anything?
Yeah, I'm getting to it right now. I have to log into
All right. Me, I don't believe any. I believe my dog.
Aww.
I go by her.
Mm-hmm.
She's be safe, and that's good enough for
me.
All right. In a sight, frolics. And we got the philosopher coming up. Disabled friendly philosopher.
Okay.
First, I want to get the
mental health organization named CEO. That's what it's about. The
what does it say?
Mental health organization names CEO. I don't know. That's what it said on the one of them.
Mental
Let me see
health.
If it.
Is that the latest?
Yeah. Let me see.
What issue is that?
That's January. They didn't have February's out yet.
Oh, January. All right. Okay, so
yeah.
February's not out yet. Oh, you would think January would be Biden is inaugurated, you know.
Yeah.
They
no,
didn't put
that's
that on there?
I have. Nope.
Oh. Maybe they put it
in
December.
I guess they'll do that for
February.
Maybe they'll put it for February.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, they well, sometimes it's only a monthly paper, so.
Yeah, no. Let me log in and see if I get something different for the Long Island edition. Sometimes there is.
Now, what is it? Mental health?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just log in. Yeah.
Well, is that the? Well, they got a new CEO. Is that what it is?
Yes. No, for a mental health organization. I don't know. I have to log in. Give me a second.
Gee, I wonder if that CEO is mental.
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Should be
right
mental.
Right?
Yeah, sure. If you're going to help the mental, it's better if you are mental. A lot of mentaling going on there.
Department of Transportation restricts animals on planes. I don't like that.
What does it say?
Department of Transportation restricts animals on planes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, they're not service dogs, just regular animals.
Well, I don't know if it has anything to do with that. I didn't really take a good look. But.
No, they sent me an email about that.
Regulation on transportation of service animals.
What happened?
Regulation on transportation of service animals.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't like that.
All right. Well, but not dogs. They're talking about the other breeds.
Service dogs. On certified
service dogs
are considered service animals. Yes, sir, about service animals, but they're talking mostly about emotional support ones. But still, if they're going to keep somebody calm, then they should be able to be on the plane. You know? Or
well,
if they have
what you need to do then is pass a law.
Yes, there needs to be one.
You know, if they're going to say, what are they going to say, that a dog is not an emotional support dog?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there are some groups that, you know, if you want to carry a dog on the plane with you, they'll certify the dog as an emotional support dog if you just get a letter and they'll do just say to certify it. But that's not
the
same.
Dog has to be well-behaved and everything.
Yes, we know.
You can't just take an old dog and say, here, get on that plane, you son of a bitch.
That's what people have been doing, you know.
Yeah, you can't do that. Come on.
Yeah, so people have been just,
the dog
has
to be trained.
Of course, we know that.
And behave.
But I think there should be,
I
think there should be more regulation.
Yeah, well, you see, it goes back to the same thing.
People just can't do that. It really makes it bad for people who need the emotional support dog.
Yeah, but you see, they're missing the point.
Yeah.
Because the schools are not licensed.
Yes.
You know, the school should be licensed.
Yeah.
Then you got a better idea of what of the training of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
Because then the school can be authorized to help the person train the dog.
That's right.
Who doesn't want to go to the school? See, that's how it should be, and it's not.
Right. It's not.
They're doing the same thing that we talk about. They're putting it on the person rather than on the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Anyway, they probably had a lot of dogs that misbehaved.
Mm.
You know?
They did.
Which probably means that the dog wasn't trained right.
Yeah.
Or wasn't cut out for the work. All right, in a sec, give me the friendly philosopher.
We also
disabled
have
disabled philosopher.
One second, I could actually get you the Abbott Costello, but I have to play it on my cell phone when you get a chance. All right. So I'm going to give you, okay.
Well, right now
you,
I want to get
the philosopher. Okay,
yeah.
Here he comes.
Once more, let's hear it loud and clear.
Oh, not coming up. One second. Give me time. Hold on. Keep this going. Hear it.
One, two, three. Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. And the other day, I got on an airplane, and there was this guy sitting next to me, and he had a dog with him. He said it was a service dog. I said, wait a minute. Who's that dog serving, me or you? He said, the dog is serving me. And I said, well, how come he's barking at the other guy next to you? I hope he don't bite him. Well, he just told me that that other guy has the Korahakavirus. What? That's right. And I'm trying to get away from him, but there's no place else to sit on this stupid plane. So I'm stuck over here with the Hakakora, with the service dog, who's very upset. So what do we do now? I don't know, but, they got the new regulations. Yeah, that's right. But what do you do if your dog tells you that the other guy has the Hakavirus? Boy, are you in trouble. Well, are there any doctors in the house? Well, there might be a doctor in the house, but not on this airplane. And besides, I wouldn't trust them anyway. They're the worst ones. Look at all the people that died. What did they do for them? Well, they buried them and they collected the money. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Gee. Everybody wants to be a doctor today. You notice that? How the medical schools have filled up in the last 6 months? Yeah, you know why, don't you? Sure. $35,000 a body. And that's with the respirator. Without the respirator, you make $13,000. Put the two of them together, it's almost $50,000 just to sign a paper. Excuse me. Yeah, I think I'll go to medical school myself. Yeah, bring that dog with you. Make sure nobody's got the Hakakura. This is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Stay away from these stupid doctors. And hospitals, they'll live longer.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go into any drugstore where somebody wants to give you a vaccine. You don't understand what they're saying. All right, in sight. Boy, these people smoke cigarettes. It's stupid, you know. Walking down the street today, passing the bus stop, the whole thing smells some smoke in there.
No.
They're promoting the virus with those cigarettes. What, are they crazy? It weakens the lungs. And these stupid doctors allow people to smoke. What a bunch of morons. All right, in a sight, who we got? Anybody in line?
We have Maureen the last time I checked. Let's see if she's still on the line.
We got Maureen on there?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Maureen from Queens.
And
we got Louie coming up. Abbott and Costello.
We got Louie now.
And what else we got coming up?
Louie on the phone now, and we have Maureen on
the
phone.
Oh, we got the...
Maureen's been waiting a while.
We got the exclusive story of Gabriel selling the vaccine in the library. All right, let's take a phone call. We'll take Maureen's phone call.
Okay, here she comes.
In the site live. Follies.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart.
You.
Hi, hi. I don't know what to believe anymore, too. I'm just so... Do you notice, though, since, you know, like since November and December, every day we hear the death toll was like 20,000 people were dying every day. Do you know they don't even show that on TV anymore?
What show?
The daily death rate.
Oh, no, I don't know.
That's what I heard. There's an echo on, all of a sudden, there's an echo on the phone.
No, it's when you came on, I don't know.
I hear you, it's an echo coming back. But anyway, that's what somebody said today, that debt rates are not on any shown anymore. Today I got a book from the Andrew High School Library. So things are going, you know, back as we knew it would after a certain time, you know what I mean.
Well, we know that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but,
well, how come they don't tell you how many people lived? They only tell you the ones who died.
Well, that was only, you know, the last couple. Well, it was going on for a few months, but it kind of sort of ended now. I even noticed that on the radio. I don't have the TV going, but somebody said today they'd never show the death rates on the TV anymore. And I've said that to my friend a few weeks ago. How come we don't hear every day, like, 20,000 were dying? In fact, actually, a few states... It's getting betterment.
Yeah.
Hey, did they ever show anybody, any people in the respirators on television?
I don't
they
see
had
TV. I don't have
they
the TV.
Showed, they showed people who were on the respirators, but not their face, because, you know, they didn't want to be so, you know. Invasion
but
of
they,
their privacy.
They,
they don't want to be sued, that's why.
Yeah.
They had said the respirators actually hurt a lot more people being put on the respirators because it affected their lungs.
Yeah.
The stress of it affected
you're
their lungs.
The older you are or the more compromised you are, the more you're at risk for staying on that respirator.
Mm-hmm. So they said actually what they did actually hurt many people or killed them being put on the respirators.
Hmm. Poof. Well, you
poof.
Poof. Whatever.
Poof.
That's right. Poof. Another poof.
Poof right.
You hear
poof
about the doctor, the Indian doctor? His fellow went into his office. He says, "Doc, you got to let me know if I have it." Indian doctor. He goes, "I will sit down, please. I have to first. I must eat my curry." Doc, never mind your curry. I might have it. Don't worry. I have flippy curry. You want some? No, I don't want any curry. I want to know if I got the damn hakakorum. What? Hakakorum? No, I don't know what this disease is. And this is a new one. Come from India. I only have curry. Please. And the guy walked out. Somebody went poof. Woo!
Oh God! Yeah, don't go to him. He'll definitely be a poof. Definitely.
Curry. You wanted to give him curry. That probably would have helped. Spices are good for you.
That's true. Yeah, maybe you'd be better. That's true. Well, I talked to my mom today. I got to talk to my mom today, so I was happy about that. But she said she misses me, so me too. So we gotta, next week I start my calling again. I was waiting for her call today, so finally came at like 10 to 4. So.
Yeah.
So,
crazy.
I have to go pick up something at the post office tomorrow that they must have tried to leave yesterday. It's a certified letter from the nursing home, but nobody I call late because I just found it late today. else, nobody knows what that's about, so I have to go to the post office tomorrow and find out.
Certified letter. You going to be able to read it?
No, my roommate will read it to me. You know, but... And they've been told.
Still,
like,
I mean, you should be able to read the darn thing.
I'm sorry?
You should be able to read the darn thing, you know?
Well, they should. I've told them enough times. They have to call and let me know. Well, nobody seems to know who this is from anyway, so... So I don't know what it could be. I mean, certified letter. I never got one of them before. But they sent stuff, but it's never been certified, you know?
Well, whatever you do, don't sign anything.
Yeah.
That's
for
sure.
Well, see. Well, I think you have to sign
more
for
trouble.
A certified, don't you? Don't you have to sign for a certified letter?
Yeah,
I wouldn't sign anything. You can't read it. You don't sign it.
My roommate will be with me, so he'll be able to read it, you know?
Yeah, that's not the same thing. Come on. Anybody could read
it. Yeah, but
a
I don't think they'll give it to you if you sign it, right? I don't think they'll give it to you, right, if you don't sign it.
Meaning the certified
good.
Letter?
Tell them to give it to you so
yeah.
you can read it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll let him read it, you know, but I think you have to sign for
but
it.
But there's also something, Frank, that really... It actually is frustrating that way because you won't get the chance to act on things fast and things could actually be, you know, kind of delayed that way. That's the thing that you have to, you know, be on a tightrope for sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you have to be on a what, Susan?
A tightrope for, you, like, trying to balance between proving a point and then delaying what needs to be done. That's really
right. Yeah, if it's something and I have to wait a week, you know, that's no good then, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
It is a big problem.
You just have to go, you know.
Yeah.
And when something, you know, there's
something. I'm in the same predicament as she's in. I want to prove a point, but yet, I don't want to delay my mom being in that situation. You know, as much
mm-hmm.
as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because you know, they just have to send. If they're gonna send mail, they have to call and let me know what they're sending. You know.
No.
Well, you don't know what the letter is about, right?
No, I have no idea. No idea. So they said maybe it's her Medicaid has to be updated. Could they do that? So I called the Medicaid one. She didn't know anything about it. She didn't send anything out. And I said, well, I've never had to do that in the nursing homes. They always seem to do that. So I don't know. I'll just have to wait now and see what it is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But every day I'm so sick of the mailman when he comes, or she, whichever, bringing stuff. And, you know, it's just too much.
Anyway, Inner Sight Frolics. What else, Maureen? Anything else we're going to...
No, I'm glad I got to talk to her again today, so that was good. That was good,
All right.
We got
Abbott and Costello, if we can play it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Who's On First, that was a classic.
Yeah, I got it.
Hank Aaron died today, did you hear?
Oh, really?
Frank?
No,
oh, did you hear,
who?
Susan? Hank Aaron?
Hank Aaron.
I can't hear, what'd you say?
Hank Aaron died today.
Yeah.
That echo is bad. Can you tell him, Suga?
I'm sorry?
Who died, an actor?
Can you repeat it? Hank Aaron, the baseball player, the home run.
Oh, Hank Aaron.
Leader.
Oh, the I heard
it. Yeah,
I heard that a baseball player died, but I didn't realize it was Aaron. Oh, man.
Yeah, well,
yeah, quite a few home. Hall of Famers have died this year, baseball players. Quite a few, you know.
86.
Well, they were all older, and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you,
but
keeping
it, you know,
from indoors wasn't the best thing, I'll tell you.
What
is that? I said keeping people indoors wasn't the best thing this year, but in certain cases it had to be done. I guess.
Yeah.
Know.
True. Yeah, they didn't say what he died of. They just said he died in his sleep. But
all
so
right,
many of them,
move,
you know, so many.
We're
going to
do the Abbott and Costello.
Okay.
All right, bye, guys.
Take care. Sight.
Bye-bye. Take care.
In fact, we'll do it. This is in honor of the great Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, and let me get that up.
Who's on first?
Who's on first? All right. It's not that long anyway. Let me just get it up.
All right. Henry Aaron.
Yep.
Great outfielder. Played mostly with Boston, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Friends, I told you that my partner would be here, and here he is. At least that's opinion. Now, he always shapes up. Why not let the folks themselves ask for something that they'd like to hear?
Hello, what would I like to hear?
Something different. Now, is there anything special that you would like to hear us do?
Baseball.
No. Wait a minute, friends. You don't want to hear that, do you?
Yeah, we got the props for you here.
All set, huh? Well, this is a must. I guess it's a must. We've got to do it.
Well, up to you.
Let me see. That looks all right.
Okay.
We pretend. We just pretend. All right, I'll take it easy with that.
Swing and a bat.
We're organizing a baseball team here at the Retired Actors Home. And I am the manager.
Now, you're going to be the manager of the Retired Actors Baseball Team?
Yes.
I would like to join the Retired Actors Baseball Team.
Oh, you would?
I would like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them, and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure. But you know, they give baseball players nowadays very peculiar names.
A lot of funny names.
You know, like Sticky Fields.
Sticky Fields.
Goofy Dan. Booby Bobber. Booby Bobber. Well, let's see. Now, we have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
What's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Abby, you want to be the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Well, you tell me the guy's name on the baseball team.
Say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me.
I'm telling him.
You ain't saying nothing yet. Go ahead and tell me.
Who's on first, what's on second, I don't know is on third.
You know the guy's name on the baseball team?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the guy's name.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first base. The guy playing first base.
Who's wife? Yes.
Who's wife?
Who's wife? He's earned it. Who this? Yes.
Will you pay off the first baseman every month? You get a receipt from the guy?
Sure.
How does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you get the money from.
Who?
The guy you get the money from.
Nothing can replace that.
I gotta tell my Costello story. Yeah, I did a show with a guy who worked with Abbott and Costello.
Oh, really?
AB, and he works in the burlesque, you know, when they were in that.
You have Lily, too, don't forget.
Yeah, and he came on the show with Costello's hat. You know, the hat that Lou wore?
Yeah, always.
And I was deeply honored to wear that hat throughout the whole show.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was a great honor for me.
That is a great honor.
To wear Lou Costello's hat.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Louie's on the line. Where's Louie? Let's get Lou.
Here he comes.
Louie,
hey,
the
Lou. Hello there. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, I said,
there
hold on first. This is Costello talking. You be quiet. Who's on first? You be quiet. Well, who's on the second base? I don't care.
No, who's on first?
Who's
on first?
What's on second? And I don't care who's on third. Something like that.
I don't know who's on third.
I don't know. That's it.
No, who's on first? All right.
Yep.
Hello,
yeah, so,
Zimmerman.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Rosanna, Rosanna Dana. I'm talking to Abbott and Costello on the telephone here. He's driving everybody crazy with Abbott and then drive Lou Costello nuts with it. Hold on second, hold on first, you know. And then Abbott and Costello, I gave him a little love drops and all that stuff going on at the same time. Get to the beautiful ladies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, hey Lou, who's your favorite comedian of all time? You got a favorite?
George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Red Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like Richard Pryor?
Like Robin Williams, like usual.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Well, you got a lot of them, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot of comments.
And Rosanna Dana, there's something on the telephone when the father's on the telephone. Talking to the three Stooges, I'm talking to Abbott Costello, and I'm talking to Jerry Lewis. And then giving love shots to Rosanna Dana. And Rosanna told me, what are you giving me love shots for? I really put something in my cold drink of sangria and give you a lot of sip. And give that lady kissy, right on the nose.
Hey, did you ever see that movie with Steve Martin called The Jerk?
No. Yes, it is, Frank.
That was a funny movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a funny movie.
Yeah.
He had a dog in that movie. Remember the dog, the little dog?
Yeah. I think I saw that already, Frank. Rosanna, Dana talking here.
Yeah, and the dog was going around all the apartments where he lived, and he was yelling, fire, 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 you know, and there was no fire. Some guy comes up and says, hey, mister, why don't you name that dog Stupid? All right,
ooh,
come on, Stupid, let's go. He's going.
Wow.
That was a funny movie, that Steve Martin with the play the jerk. Anyway, so Lou, you're gonna do some Jerry Lewis? What are you gonna do?
My name is Jerry Lewis, and welcome to the Frolics on Friday night for Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, he did a song. Remember the song he did back in, I think it was in the 60s. Rockabye Your Baby. Remember that one?
Rockabye My Baby.
The Dixie Melody. I don't know. Jerry Lewis had a horrible voice, but he was funny, though.
Hey, Jerry Lewis. I'm going to visit my friend Pat Cooper. We're going to give the lake some love drops. I'm going to meet you on the corner. I'm going to have a bar, have a cold drink of love drops and sangria. And once you join me, we got some jokes and laughs and love drops and lovers,
all right,
too. You know?
All right.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We're out of time.
Yeah.
Inner sight.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, have a good weekend. Signing off, Rosanna Dana loves you.
Okay.
We'll have to hold that.
Louis too.
We'll have to hold that Gabriel thing till next week on the funny. We'll give it to you next week. All right.
Okay.
I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Hope you had a little fun, a little craziness.
You're welcome.
And be careful out there. Wild oil of oregano, I tell you. It's starting to catch on a little
bit. Yeah, my doctor referred me to it today. That surprised me.
It was about time.
Made me laugh, too. Yeah, right?
All right. Apple cider vinegar, good for you. That kills germs, too, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to actually apple cider vinegar with some water. And
all right.
We'll
be with you Monday, Matt or Glad. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Look out for the poof.
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, world, in a sight.
Good night, Puff.